Shalom Aleichem. I would like to share a Pesach thought with all our members. First of all, why is it that Yetzias Mitzrayim is so central to Yiddishkeit? Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in the Torah 50 times, and there's a special mitzvah, Leman Tizkor Sheyemtescha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. Every morning and every night we're supposed to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Why is this so central to the Torah? And another question I was wondering, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Yidden through such a traumatic experience of being in Mitzrayim for hundreds of years and having to serve Paray under such torturous circumstances? So here's what I was thinking. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim and right away brought them to be Mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai. The Torah teaches us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to subjugate our will to His will. It's not always an easy task, but ultimately we know that it's for our own good. The Pasuk in Devarim, Parak Yud Pasuk Yud Beis says, V'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Alekecha Shoyl Meimoch, Ki Im Liyiro Es Hashem Alekecha, V'leches B'chol Derochov, V'le'ahava Oisoi, V'le'avoid Es Hashem Alekecha, V'chol Levovcho, V'chol Nafshecha, Lishmor Es Mitzvah Es Hashem, V'es Chukoiso, V'asher Anoichi Mitzavcho Ayoim, L'toiv Loch. And now, Yisrael, what does Hashem ask of you? Just to fear Him and go in all His ways and to love Him and serve Him with your whole heart and your whole soul, to guard all of His mitzvahs and chukos that I command you today for your good. The question is obvious. What do you mean, what does Hashem ask of us? This sounds like a lot. So many things? Is that really so little? I think the answer to that question lies in the words, letoiv loch, for your good. Imagine I would reveal to you that there's a secret treasure hidden at the end of the forest, but you have to go there at night. When no one's around, no one should see you going to take it, but you're going to be rich for the rest of your life. So you go there at night and it's raining and it's cold and you're going through the forest and the thorns are scratching your legs. Are you cursing me out for having revealed this secret to you? Of course not. You're full of joy. You're going through that forest with your heart pumping with excitement. You're going to be rich for the rest of your life. You're not thinking about the rain and the cold and the darkness. It's the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, what am I asking of you already? It's all for your good. The end of the Pasuk says, L'toiv loch, it's all for your good. If you understand that this is a treasure for you, then it's easy to serve Hashem with simcha. Another Pasuk in the Torah by the Toichacha speaks about, Tachas asher lo yavadeta es Hashem Elokecha besimcha v'tuv leivav meroiv koil v'yavadeta es oivecha. One way or another, we're going to have to work. Chazal say, Adam la'omel yulod. There's no way of escaping that. We're not here in this world just to cruise along. I think that maybe that was the idea behind the Yidden having to be in Mitzrayim for hundreds of years, suffering the subjugation to Paray, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to give us the Torah. Basically, the message was, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim to give you the Torah, to give you the tremendous opportunity to serve me with simcha for your own benefit, instead of serving Paray. But if you're not going to be Mekabel the Torah, and if you're not going to serve me with Simcha, you're going to end up serving Paray. You're going to end up slaving for nothing. You're going to end up serving your enemies. You're going to end up being Meshubet to your Yetzahara, to all the Meitzarim that surround a person in life. It's one way or the other. And I've seen this so many times in my own life, as well as in other people's lives, that dafka when everything's going well, we have a tendency to start getting lazy and laid back about the things that we really need to do in Avodas Hashem. And dafka then, a tragedy strikes. Something happens that wakes us up, whether it's a sickness or pain or shalom bayis issue or tzaris with children, chas v'shalom, or other things. Hashem wants us to internalize that there's no escaping working hard in this world. We can either choose to work for Hashem, which is something joyous, a tremendous opportunity to be able to serve the master of the universe, and ultimately it's all for our benefit, as we explained before, or we'll be forced to be slaves to all types of yisurim, chas v'shalom, and tzaris, to our yetzaharas, to our habits, to our addictions. The choice is ours. So many times we feel resentment about this struggle. Why does Hashem make it so difficult for me? Why is it so hard? Why do I have to guard my eyes? Why do I have to say no to my yetzahara? It's so difficult. At times like these, we need to remember that we're here to work. We always have to remember this. The choice is not about whether we can work or not. The choice is who do we want to work for? Do we want to work for Paray, or do we want to work for the Rabbeinu Shlomo? So when we have an Nisayon, we need to remember this and say, wow, here's a chance to be Mekayim Adam La'omel Yulad for the Rabbeinu Shloilam, ultimately for my own good. If I don't do this, I'm going to end up having to work for Paray. I'm going to end up suffering. I don't have a choice about working. I only have a choice for who I'm going to work. When we keep this frame of mind, we can tackle the nisyonos and all the hardships of the Yetzer Hara with simcha and be mekabel the oil of the Torah and be zeicha to a true yetzias Mitzrayim, a yetzia from the avdus of Paroi to the bechina of ve'ata kervonu amokoyim la'avidosoi. May we all be zeicha to a kosher and freilich in Pesach.